There we go. We're recording.
So I went to the ghetto and Blue Mustang and I were praying, so where am I going to go? And I was thinking the west side of town, but then almost at the same time, Blue Mustang and I decided, it was like God was leading me to the ghetto. And sure enough, when I got there to the ghetto, I saw five kids and then two sets of parents, and I was like, what are they doing? And I was going to get out of the pickup, and God said, no, just wait. And I'm like, I always just want to jump out, go to them the other way. But God always wants me to wait and see. And so I put my windows down a little so I could hear him praying. And I did hear the little boy goes, Lord, if today is the day of miracles to where we're going to buy groceries, I pray that Blue Mustang sends Sonny to help us because we're hungry today. And I'm like, he mentioned Blue Mustang and he mentioned Sonny. So the word's getting around in that community, in that area, because there's a lot of families in that area.
Is this the first time this was mentioned or the second?
This is the second time.
Okay.
This is the second time. Okay. And I was like, Lord, that's pretty cool. So I wanted to get out. And God goes, no, wait, listen. Just listen. And so I'm listening. And then the little girl goes, and let's remember that Blue Mustang is not a car. He's a real person. The little girl just cracked me up. Her name was Lisa, and she goes, and if Sonny comes, then we could buy ice cream. Just the little things for them. I mean, little things for us, but it was big for them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they wanted sandwiches, they wanted chips, and they mentioned a bunch of stuff. And then I was like, Lord, you always choose the right family to be blessed, because some families just load up their grocery carts and don't even think twice about it. But to them, they were specific. And they taught me that they're by your specific prayer. God hears every prayer, but if you're specific in what you want, then God can hear that too. So when they got done praying, God says, go and talk to him. So I got off the pickup, went to him, and I kind of parked kind of close to him, but not one turned around to see who parked. Not one said, I wonder who came and parked at the parking lot. No, they all just were praying in a circle. And then when I got out, I closed the door. They had just said amen, and the little girl turns around. She goes, is your name Sonny? And I go, yes, it is. And she goes, yes! All the kids started jumping up and down, whooping and hollering. And then Lisa goes, did Blue Mustang send you? And I go, yes. She goes, yes! Her little hands were like, that means we're going to get ice cream. That means we're going to get cereal. And then the parents go, settle down, kids. Settle down. Let's talk to Sonny. And so then they introduced themselves. And I said, so Ruth, how long have you guys been praying for a miracle? She said, we were since last Sunday. My cousin came up to us and said, there's this guy, Blue Mustang. He sends this guy named Sonny over here to the ghetto to bless families so they could buy groceries, and they blessed us. So that family shared some of their food to her sister, you know, because they were hurting. And she goes, let's pray that next week it's your turn, but you got to go there just in case Sonny gets there and Blue Mustang sends him.
So they were basically sent by the other family.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So this is
because they were praying, and it was like, so, okay, so we're going to go by faith because we don't know if he's going to come here or not, you know, but we're going to go and be ready. And so I said, how long have you been here? She said, about 30 minutes. We've been praying the whole time. because we're walking by faith, not by sight. And actually, we're really tired of going behind the store and getting stuff out of the trash. But the manager's, what he's been doing is every Saturday morning, he takes out a grocery cart with food that is still good, but they better get it that day or it's going to go bad. So he can't keep it in the store. You know, he has to get rid of it. But he does it on purpose because he knows families go back there. She goes, we were just tired of going to the back. We'd like to go in the front. And the little girl goes, Lisa again goes, well, because of Blue Mustang and Sonny, oh, but don't forget, it was God first, because God gave Blue Mustang a ministry. Everything I told Rachel, which was last week, or was it Lydia? But anyway, she told them everything. Like, this guy, he comes here, because Blue Mustang sends him, you know, gives him money to bless families so we could buy groceries. So God does it all, though. God gave Blue Mustang a ministry. And so Sonny's just the messenger. He's the delivery boy. It's like, so they told them everything. And then the little girl goes, can we go in and go shopping? And then little Sam goes, hey, I think we ought to pray before we go in the store, because we got to thank God that Sonny's here and Blue Mustang sent him. He's 9 years old, and that boy could pray, let me tell you. He went in and prayed. He goes, Lord, bless Blue Mustang. Whatever his needs are, bless him. And bless Sonny for coming all the way over here just to give us money so we can buy groceries. It hits me in the heart every time that the children pray. And it's been every time where the children are always praying. They go in a circle praying. See, these families, they don't have much, but they have the Lord, and they know how to pray. Like, even the children have seen miracles. They'll never forget that. They'll never forget that when I was a kid, there was this guy named Blue Mustang that would send Sonny to the ghetto to help us with groceries. They'll never forget that. And that's going to be passed on. Like,
I'll be a legend in the ghetto.
Yeah, a legend in the ghetto. That'd be a great title for the stories.
It would.
For the ghetto stories. Yeah. Yes, because these families are like, are they there every Saturday? No. And I was wondering about that too, because I'm like, are they going to be there every Saturday, Lord? And he goes, only the families that are chosen. And I will tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Those that have been chosen will be there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, wow. So I said, I want to pray for you guys that God will supply your needs from this day forward. And Lisa, again, she talks so much. She goes, but he has, because we're still alive. God always answers our prayer in his timing and not ours. She's a replica of her mom and dad, because that's the way they talk. Because
mm-hmm.
I talk to them. And Noah goes, if Noah had the patience to build an ark, God gave me that same patience to be waiting on miracles. His wife goes, he is the most patient man I've ever met. His name is like, his whole family's always against him, but he never, never questions God. So he says, we need to go early, and we need to pray. And God will answer our prayer. So let's go. So they're out there with their little jackets and everything. So the little girl goes, how much do we get, $20? Like, she had no clue. You know, she's like, so I pulled out $150. I said, it's normally $140, but he didn't want to break the 20s and 50s. He says, just be blessed. This is just to bless you. He just didn't want to break up and go to the bank and get the change. He goes, I'll just give him an extra 10. Like, and then the little girl goes, wow. He didn't want to go anywhere and get change, so he gave us an extra $10. Bless his name. You know, little children, they just say the cutest things. Like, oh my goodness. So, and then as we're walking toward the front, again, Lisa told her little sister, "Hey, Elizabeth, guess what? We're not going to walk in the back anymore. We're going through the front door." She goes, "Yeah, let's go get some food." Like, it's the cutest thing ever. And so they were holding on to my hands. We were going, a total stranger.
You had two girls holding your hands. Okay. Yeah.
Total stranger. I put my Bible on the hood of the truck. So we're going to go in. And I figured if somebody's going to need it, they're going to take it. Yeah. Like, it's okay. Like, I have Bibles in my truck. So I walked in with them, and those two girls and a boy that worked there, and they went, "You brought some more family, Sonny?" And I said, "It's God that did it, man." "Yeah." He goes, "We've been saving our allowance to help these families that you bring in here. So our allowances aren't to go and buy games or shoes or clothes. It's to bless families. We've learned that from you." And then the manager goes, "Why don't you guys keep it in your pockets this time? I want to bless these families too." So he gave them a $50 gift card for each one so they could buy extra. And so they started shopping, and then the manager goes like this to me. So I went over there, and he goes, "Will you pray for me? Will you tell Blue Mustang pray for me? Because, like, sometimes I just feel like, why keep these doors open? Because sometimes we don't have any business, and it's hard. It's hard for us, you know?" And then I was like, "Yeah, man, let's pray." So I prayed with them. And then here comes this man, a woman, and, like, 20-some boys. And I'm like, I said, "I'll be right back." And he goes, "Yeah, they're all getting a bunch of carts. You pray for more people come in. And look, these guys are getting carts like crazy." He goes, "That's a miracle." So then I went and talked to that man and woman. They're the wardens of a facility that I'd never been to. They asked me to go and speak there. And they said, instead of getting it from the big corporation, they deliver a semi-load of food for the facility. We're just going to come to this store and buy and spend our money here instead of ordering it from a big corporate place. So that way we help our local businesses. God answered that manager's prayer like within minutes. I'm like, how come it takes minutes for some prayers and months for others? Like, what's up with that? And God goes, "It's all my kindness. Just stop. Don't give yourself a headache." That's what he told me. Like, okay. I got it. But that, just that fam, that warden and his wife and all those boys, they spent almost $2,100. That manager called me later. And they're going to go there every 2 weeks to buy, you know, to keep the stock in the facility. I'm like, that's amazing. Answered his prayer. Like, man, that little girl, what Lisa would not let go of my hand, though. Even though I went and talked to that couple, she was right there with me. She goes, "I just feel like there's an anointing on you, and I want it to rub off on me." I said, she goes, "I'm sure Blue Mustang has an anointing from God, too. You guys are the coolest cats I know." It was so cute. I was like, see, if you never would have listened to God about this ministry, all these families would never be blessed. And they wouldn't learn about God does answer prayer. Mm-hmm. God is faithful. Because they said themselves, "We walk by faith, not by sight." I just love that. It was so cute. That was the best one. To me, that was one of the best ones.
Yeah, but
ever.
Like,
Lisa's the one that made it the fun. She was a backup.